Now, moving on, at least 9 people are dead after heavy rain sparked devastating floods and landslides in the Emilia-Romagna region of Italy. Thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes. Some 5,000 farms are thought to remain underwater. More than a dozen rivers in the area have burst their banks. Sunday's Formula One Grand Prix at Imola, one of the worst hit areas, has been called off. We've been speaking to Andrea Vogt, who's a Bologna-based journalist. She's been battling with floodwaters in her own home this lunchtime.
Well, I have. I had a landslide close the bottom of my driveway, my road, as it leading up to my home in the hills above Bologna. Also had 2 inches of water in my basement, and I've been sort of a hydraulic engineer trying to keep the water moving down to the rivers below. Of course, that's not good for all of those who are down in the flatter areas toward the Adriatic Sea. They're the ones seeing the very severe flooding. And of course, all of this water from the hills where I am and all of the water that's draining down is all getting stopped up down there near Ravenna and all the coastal towns. So it's been very severe flooding. There's not even a record in the Emilia-Romagna regional water history of monitoring that shows this level of rain in this short amount of time.
And just how big an area are we talking about here, Andrea, and how many people have been affected?
Well, there are thousands of people affected and billions of euros in damage. But I know that at least 20 rivers have jumped their banks, and involving approximately 30 cities, perhaps more overnight. There were even the water is still rising, even though the rain has stopped for a day. They're saying another front is moving in tomorrow, but the water tables are still rising. And one of the problems is that the waters can't rush down the rivers into the sea like they normally would, because the sea is very high. And so it's pushing back up the river canals, and that water coming down the rivers is then just spreading out across into the city. So it's quite dramatic. There have been 9 deaths at least confirmed, and still quite a few people missing. So it is a national emergency. They have the civil protection, the fire brigades, and even the Coast Guard with their rubber dinghies rescuing people as we speak still.
You've been able to manage with the situation in your home, but there have been many thousands who've had to be evacuated.
Evacuated, yes, to friends, to family, to shelters, but also even lifted off the rooftops, because it really wasn't expected. A lot of people were trapped in their homes. There's a lot of landslides, so many roads are closed, including the major motorway that connects right down below my home, that connects the Bologna area to Florence and the rest of southern Italy. So it's quite dramatic. It's a bad time to be on the roads. Weather like we've never seen it before. There's the amount of rain that fell in the last 2 weeks is equal to that of 1 year's precipitation here in Emilia Romagna. And of course, there was drought beforehand, so the soil was not really prepared for all this water. It is really quite extraordinary.
Yeah, and as you say, absolutely unprecedented. So are people there, or the climatologists, the weather experts, are they linking it to global warming and climate change?
Well, they are, in that there's this cyclone effect that is a bit sort of like, you know, the tornadoes you see in Florida. There's this warm air clashing with the colder air from the north, and it's just cycling in the Mediterranean, and it just continues to sort of cycle through. So this is something unusual and linked to the sort of the warmer temperatures in the Mediterranean Sea, clashing then with that cold air coming down from the north. So I'm not a climatologist. I'm not in the position to speak, but yet the experts are saying that these sorts of severe weather events are going to be ever, you know, hotter and hotter summers, and then even these big rain events, which, you know, the ditches and the public maintenance of all the roads and waterways, it's going to become ever more important, because what we saw was many levees breaking, we saw the ditches overflowing, the culverts, so that's going to have to be a huge priority going forward, is making sure this water can flow when we have these sorts of extraordinary events.
Journalist Andrea Vogt speaking to me a little earlier from Italy.